he would plan in detail the hiking before departure. So he had the maps, he had contacts because he left from Park City and went to Vernal and had to organise his travel from Vernal out to the trailhead. He had detailed maps of the area and would have marked specifically where he was going to trek. He had organised down to the day at the other end his pickup, and of course that's when the alert was raised when Julia went out to meet him at midday and he wasn't there. His hiking gear, his tent, his backpack, his boots, the gear that he carried was specific. He was a minimalist person, but not minimalist on safety. And 3 years prior to Eric taking the wilderness, the Highline Trail, he lost one of his great mates with whom he trekked as well. He fell to his death in New Zealand, and we as a family were concerned, that he didn't have someone to do those really high, challenging hikes with anymore. And Eric decided that he would get an EPIRB because he felt if he had that, that was the same as having somebody else to walk with, and should he get into difficulties, he would have all that covered for contact. But, it didn't quite work out that way. So he was meticulous. He was a fitter and turner or engineer by trade and profession. So it made him very thorough and very careful in all his planning, and that was part of his personality as well. We did a lot of hiking together. It was a second marriage for both of us. We'd been married only 6 years, but we had been in partnership for 15 years prior to that. And we used to spend holidays and weekends and with families, with my children. And Eric's son had moved interstate, but they had many travel experiences and hiking experiences around Australia as well. But Eric and I had done together a lot of the tracks in New Zealand, the Abel Tasman and the Wonga Pekka. We'd done the Annapurna Circuit in Nepal. That was our enjoyment. And Eric decided that he wanted to do the Uintas because that was on his list. But I'm a primary school principal and I couldn't take the time off when he wanted to do it, given the prime hiking time in Northern Hemisphere. So, Eric has a son and four stepchildren who are all married, and we have 11 grandchildren, and they all have very special relationships with Eric. Granddad Eric is what they call him. Mm. And for each of the children and their partners, it has brought some closure and some relief to know that we are able to lay him to rest as he would have wanted under normal circumstances.